True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday. Still a somber Friday for most of us as more news comes out about what really happened. Like anything in life, right, the first accounts are usually inaccurate. And I'm talking about the massacre in Uvalde, Texas, 19 kids dead, two teachers dead. And press conferences today, we're learning more. And the more we learn, the more horrific the story turns out to be. Apparently, a door was left unlocked. The shooter was able to come in. There was no engagement with law enforcement. So I stand corrected. Some of the early reports were that there was engagement. And there was a period of an hour, maybe a little more than an hour, where officers were in the hallway outside the classroom hearing shots. The gunman, the shooter, was barricaded inside. And they were looking for a master key to be able to let themselves into that locked classroom where they were hearing shooting. An hour elapsed, and in that hour, 19 fourth graders were executed one by one. Again, just chilling, horrifying details. We're going to talk more about this in the 4 o'clock hour, and Senator Tina Smith is going to be joining us. There are rumblings about possible bipartisan compromise on some aspects of gun reform. What is real? What is just a rumor? It just seems like it's rinse and repeat. One of these tragedies every few days, every few weeks, and you know, there's a howl of protest among most Americans, and then we move on, right? Until the next one, and again and again. And when, if ever, are we going to have any kind of reform that actually moves the needle and keeps guns out of the hands of people who should not have dangerous military-grade weapons? So that's coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. In the meantime, I'm grateful to be up at Pelican Lake, hanging out, staring out the window at the lake right now. It's a beautiful day. DJ, I apologize. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing outside my window right now.
I mean, you're bragging a little bit. It's okay.
Well, we love our lakes. Mm-hmm. We love our kids. We love our grandkids, and we love our lakes. That's something I think most Minnesotans can agree on, and I'm grateful that the start to the holiday is so spectacular. It is really nice. Although the water is chilly, I think I saw a few icebergs floating by. And the dog, Rory, my son's dog, went into the water, and she doesn't seem to mind the cold temperatures. And my grandson went in, and he didn't seem to mind either. So I don't know. It's all in your head. I know. Laura just reported in the news you have to wait till it's 70 degrees, the water temperature, to be safe. And yeah, there are concerns about hypothermia, and take it seriously if you're going in the water this weekend, especially the central and northern lakes. But man, is it nice. Although, The next door neighbor said, "Hey, Paul, we saw a fox on your property. Might want to keep a close eye on that little dog of yours." Yeah. So, well, that's fun. And they also said they saw a black bear swimming just off our beach.
Oh, that's cool.
Can you imagine? You're out there and you see something coming towards you. You now, assume it's a human being.
Now, have you jumped in the water yet, or are you waiting until Monday when it's going to be 90 degrees?
I think I'm going to go. I haven't been in today, but I'm going to go in tomorrow and Monday. How far in I go, I don't know. We'll see. I don't mind it. Do you mind the chilly water? It's refreshing.
Yeah, I think it's. I mean, you're not spending as long in there as if it was an August day when it was really nice and stuff like that. But yeah, if I was at a cabin this weekend, I would certainly jump in for a few minutes. But you don't like wade in and prolong the agony. You just jump off the dock. You just go boom, all at one moment.
Yeah, you just rip the Band-Aid off.
Yes,
but
indeed.
Look, I'm grateful. Both sons are up here. Our grandson is up here. Our daughter-in-laws were. We're grilling some brats and burgers this evening, and we've got some corn on the cob, some of the amazing Minnesota fresh corn, sweet corn, and some beverages. I'm on the radio, honey.
Wait a minute.
Lori's here.
It's a little early for sweet corn in Minnesota. I don't think that's Minnesota corn.
Oh, it's not Minnesota corn. That's true. Where's the corn from, Lori? Can you check?
Does she know we're trying to do a radio show?
Is it from China? This is not Chinese corn, is it? Is it a supply chain issue? That's true. That makes no sense. They haven't even planted the corn in some cases.
Now,
unless it's last year's corn.
I do want to know, though, what's in the cooler, because last time we had a conversation about this, you had like a case of Bud Light from 1983 that your sons wanted to throw out and you were trying to keep in the cooler at the fridge. Is that still there? Is that what you'll be drinking?
My sons brought up some Coronas, and I don't know what else we have in there. I'm not sure. I'll drink whatever's cold, or even if it's lukewarm. But yeah, they came through, and they checked the labels, and they said, "Dad, this beer is 8 years old." And I go, "Well, doesn't beer get better with age?" And they said, "No, Dad, it gets skanky with age. That's wine you're thinking about." God help me. All right. I don't care. It all tastes the same to me. When we come back, a movie I really want to see, Top Gun Maverick, getting amazing reviews. Until the fat lady sings or I hear Tim Lammer's reviews, I'm going to hold my disbelief and see if it's as good as people say it is. The one and only Tim Lammer's up next.
Now joining Paul and Jordana to talk Hollywood, film reviews, and all things movies from directconversations.com. It's Tim Lammers, presented by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Your instructor is one of the finest pilots this program has ever produced. His exploits are legendary. What he has to teach you may very well mean the difference between life and death. Your reputation precedes you.
I have to admit, I wasn't expecting an invitation back.
They're called orders, Maverick.
Oh, Maverick. Don't do anything foolish, Maverick. That's a clip from a new theatrical release that's getting rave reviews, Top Gun Maverick, starring the one and only Tom Cruise. And Tim Lammers is here to say if it lives up to the hype. Hey, Tim, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Paul. And I have to ask you if you are ready to re-enter the danger zone. Because, you know, Kenny Loggins had that song in the first movie.
That's right.
And you're going to hear it again in this. And yes, Paul.
Yeah.
I'll get right to it. It lives right up to the hype. It exceeds the hype. 2 years ago, this movie was supposed to be released. Tom Cruise said, "No way am I going to release it on streaming. This is a movie that we all worked very hard on. You know, you have to you know, when he gets up in that jet, I mean, it's the real thing, you know?
Is he flying? Is he flying the jet?
He is actually not flying the jet. I mean, you're talking about $50 million aircrafts, you know, these F-18 Hornets. But no, he's in the second seat, as are the other members of the cast. All these flying sequences are real. It is so incredible. And, you know, knowing Tom Cruise's M.O., that just adds a little more excitement to the whole thing. So you couple that with the fact that you're seeing it on the big screen. It is just one of the most mind-blowing experiences that you're going to have in the theater this year. It is that terrific. And not only that, I mean, obviously, Maverick, he's called back to the Top Gun program by an admiral, an old friend, Tom Iceman Kazansky, played by the legendary Val Kilmer. So he's back. So this is a very exciting movie. It's a thrilling movie, but also a very emotional movie. It really does have it all. And, you know, I got that. I've been playing the song Danger Zone in my head for the last 2 weeks since I've seen the movie, Paul. And I want to go back again so I can have that thing on loop for another 2 weeks. It is just so entertaining. This reminds me of why I love movies, right? I mean, it just has everything.
Hey, Tim, usually sequels are a disappointment. How did they get around that this time? And most of us, I bet you just about everybody listening, saw the original Top Gun, decades ago. But you mentioned the emotion. There's a real plot. It's not just action sequences and CGI, but there's some meat to this story.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, look, there are a lot of story parallels to this in the original Top Gun. Okay, so a lot of it's going to feel familiar, the rivalries, that sort of thing. You know, like between Ice and Maverick in the first film, there are rivalries in this one. Plus, you have Goose's son. Of course, Goose was Maverick's co-pilot who died in the original. Now his son is in the Top Gun program. So now there's a rivalry essentially consternation between him and Maverick, because he feels that... The Goose's son feels that Maverick is responsible for his father's death. So there are a lot of parallels, and it really does feel familiar. But yet, all of this moves the story forward. The other thing is, there's a third act of the film that takes us away from all that. It's a turn that I really didn't see coming. So they got really original with that final third of the film, which really, I think, brings, you know, the movie to, you know, from a great movie to a greater movie, if that's possible. It just really amps up the intensity, and it takes it to a new place. So, yeah, it's, you know, some people are going to say, yeah, this reminds me of this, this, and this. Of course it does. But that's the story of these pilots. I mean, you're too cocky. If you screw up, you die. You know, so you can't be any more clear than that. The other thing is, Paul, it actually, in a weird sort of way, echoes Luke Skywalker's path as a rebel pilot in the original Star Wars movie. And you'll know why once you see the movie. So I thought that's kind of a cool thing, too. So this is a total nostalgia trip. But again, I think it moves the story forward in a very, very meaningful way, especially as it revisits the relationship between Maverick and Iceman.
Hey, Tim, I have to put a plug in for my youngest son who got out of the Navy. He was a naval aviator. He had a chance to fly jet aircraft, and he passed. And I asked him why. He said, well, everybody thinks they're Tom Cruise. He goes, you know, they're driven, and he decided to fly choppers because he said the chopper pilots are a little more, in his words, chill. It was a little more laid back. You know, they don't believe the hype, and they're not all trying to be Tom Cruise. But Tom Cruise obviously makes the movie, and I have to give him props. I don't know if he's the highest grossing TV movie star, but he refuses to be involved in anything on streaming television. He's staying true to the studios and theatrical releases. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I've read today an article just about that very thing. You know, he told the CinemaCon, which is the gathering of theater owners, that, you know, look, you've long supported me. in my theatrical pursuits, this is a partnership, you know? So he appreciates what they do. They made him who he is today. So he is going to absolutely stay loyal to it. And as it proves, I mean, he kept his word, and he kept this thing away from the streaming services for 2 years. And wow. Now he's going to run it, and probably a really healthy theatrical run. It will debut on streaming at one point. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. It can't play in theaters forever. But right. He's certainly going to give them the opportunity to earn the money and to keep their business thriving. So, I deeply respect the guy just for the guts that he has and what he does as an actor. I mean, he really is one of the most involved people as far as doing his own stunts. I mean, the guy hung on a tower in Dubai in the Mission Impossible movie, held on to the side of a cargo jet, did a halo jump. This guy is all in. So I'm really glad that he's had the success that he's had. Not only that, but I'm glad that he is very loyal and he understands what makes the business tick. He realizes that partnership with the theater owners.
Yeah. Hey, I want to squeeze in Montana Story, starring Haley Lou Richardson and Owen Teague.
I'm taking Mr. T back with me.
Back where?
To New York.
You live in New York.
I'm not going to let you kill him.
Are you planning on keeping an old horse in the Big Apple?
What, you think I'm being stupid?
Of course not. I've done way stupider things for animals than drag a horse from Montana to New York.
It's insane.
I think she doesn't know how to make the pain go away, but maybe this she can do.
So is this like a Yellowstone knockoff here, Tim?
In a sort of way. I mean, look, he's a neo-Western. It's the antithesis of Top Gun. That was a movie filled with positivity. This is filled with despair. but it's an independent film, counter-program.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Programming for this weekend, but it's about these siblings who have been estranged for a long time coming home to say goodbye to their dying father, and there's some consternation between the children and the father. So will they reconcile those differences? And then there are other things that need to be resolved. So yeah, it's a drama. It's a character drama. Again, if you're going to choose between positive and really kind of depressing material, I'm going with the Top Gun. But not say there's not a place for this sort of thing. I just think it'll probably find a better audience on streaming, whereas, you know, theaters were made for a movie like Top Gun, Maverick.
Hey, because none of us have enough despair in our lives right now, I'm going to go see Top Gun in the theaters. Tim, thank you. We'll catch you Tuesday of next week. Have a great holiday weekend, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, and please pay honor to all the men and women of the military who have served and lost their lives on this very Memorial Day coming up Monday. So a good weekend to release Top Gun to remind you of that, too. There are some serious sacrifices going on. So, yes, please thank the military, thank a military member, and thank them for their service.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tim, for that reminder. All right, when we come back, a question. Are you afraid to fly? Is there still a fear of flying, maybe in your household? If so, you're going to want to hear this next guest coming up on CCO.
I watched everything in my queue, so put me on a train. I don't care where it's going. Fly me on a plane, maybe out to Wyoming. Need an RV, no plans, just you and me. I need to go somewhere.
Still watching the rain. It's driving me insane. Oh, man. I love to fly. I think I took flying lessons when I was in college, and I think I had 8 hours in the air before I said, you know, maybe this isn't right for me. I think you need an engineering mindset. You need to be meticulous, detail-oriented to be a safe pilot. My wife had a scare. We were flying to Hawaii, and we dropped a few thousand feet in a few seconds, put the fear of God in her, and she was afraid to get on another airplane. And at the time, Northwest Airlines had a fear of flying class. And I was really happy to see that MAC, the Metropolitan Airports Commission, has unveiled a Travel Confidently MSP Education Center at the airport at Twin Cities International, which has a mock-up of an aircraft to help people with disabilities and help people with a fear of flying. Joining us from the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline is Phil Burke. He's the Assistant Director, Customer Experience for MAC. Phil, welcome.
Well, good afternoon, Paul, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell listeners about why this is happening. Why are you creating this mock-up, and who are you trying to reach?
Well, first of all, we've got a MSP navigating program that's been in place for about 10 years and have been working with families and then subsequently service animals. And so we've had this use for, like I said, about 10 years. And we've been using kind of what I would call a rudimentary mock-up, where we just have a platform with some actual aircraft seats that we utilize. But then we caught wind of Delta Airlines wanting to retire a flight crew trainer down in Atlanta. And then, we were asked whether or not we wanted to bring it to MSP. And we said yes as quickly as we possibly could. And that was about a year ago. And here we are a year later and really excited to put it to good use.
Well, Phil, when does this kick off? And again, it's not just people with a fear of flying. It's also people with disabilities. And the flying itself is one thing, but sometimes even just the logistics of finding your seat and, you know, stowing your luggage. I mean, some people are intimidated by that. So I'm curious, when does this kick off? Is it available now? And how do people sign up? How do people become a part of this?
Yeah, so good question. And it is available now. That's the great news. We had the grand opening this last Monday. And for as far as signing up for it, we just go through our Navigating MSP program. And if you go to mspairport.com/navigating, you can sign up to utilize it. And it's primarily the users that we have heard from are, families with children who are autistic, and they want to take a practice opportunity before going on a flight. And navigating gives them an opportunity to go through TSA. They get to, obviously after that, go through the terminal. They get to board an actual aircraft with Delta Airlines pilots and flight attendants. And so that's primarily our users, but we definitely hear from fear of flying individuals, and they are more than welcome to sign up as well.
Do you have any sense, have you seen any statistics, what percentage of Americans have a fear of flying or have challenges when it comes to getting on an airplane, a disability, I mean, whatever it is? I mean, is it 1 in 10? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I honestly don't. I, what I can tell you, we keep pretty solid statistics in terms of the number of individuals that have gone through the program. And with navigating alone, the individuals, we're approaching about 5,000. The other big user of this previous mock-up and now the newer version of it are service animals that are in training. And so we work with probably a half dozen different service animal organizations in the Twin Cities, and they bring out their dogs on the Navigating MSP Saturday, and then they get to go and practice as well. And service animals that are in training get to practice, you know, sitting below the seat so that they aren't taking up too much space. Usually a larger animal, and they learn how to curl up into a ball right underneath their owner's seat, and they utilize our facilities to do that. So last count on that, I think we were up over 600 service animals that we had helped. So it's that's another big part of the utilization historically and then going forward.
Very, very cool. Boy, I'm really happy that Mac is doing this, and I know there are a lot of people that will take you up on this opportunity. The Travel Confidently MSP Education Center. We sure appreciate you, Phil Burke, customer experience at Metropolitan Airports Commission. Thanks for joining us today, Phil, and have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks, Paul, and appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. When we come back, a lot of concerns about water safety, a lot of people hitting the water this weekend. What you can do to stay extra safe. Mark Fry is in the newsroom. He's up next. Paul Douglas on the cusp of a big Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial kickoff to summer, and Mark Fry, our newsman in the newsroom, is heading to Iowa. What, you're going camping in Iowa this weekend, Mark?
I am, yeah. My wife and I were going with some mutual friends down in the, you know, always beautiful Iowa. So it's a really small town, about 800 people. They just have, like DJ said before we came on the air, they have a Casey's and like maybe a stop sign. So we'll be good to go.
That's all you need. And I hear you're a beer guy. What are you going to be drinking down there? Just curious.
Probably the finest Busch Light you can find. It's pretty cheap when you get down there, but we'll bring some Minnesota craft beers as well. Sometimes the Iowa folk don't like the craft beers as much as we do up in Minnesota, but we do our best to sort of bring that taste of Minnesota down south every once in a while.
I'm not sure if you said crap beer or craft beer, but do they sell Busch Light at Casey's? Can you buy a... Just curious.
Oh, of course.
Asking for a friend.
As soon as you cross that Minnesota-Iowa border, they almost sell it on the side of the road once you get down there. So it's abundant.
Hey, I know you're going to be drinking responsibly, hopefully not when you're on a boat, but that's one of the things we have to worry about this weekend as we hit the lakes. What should listeners know when it comes to water safety?
Well, the biggest thing, and I was talking with the Hennepin County Sheriff's Water Patrol Unit earlier today, and it's just run through the basics of your boating safety. Make sure you've got your life jackets and your fire extinguisher. Oftentimes they say over the winter when it gets cold, those fire extinguishers can not work after a brutally cold winter like maybe we've seen in the recent months. So just make sure everything's ready to go. And one of the things I asked about was those water temperatures, because, Paul, obviously some of the more northern parts of the state still dealing with those cold water temperatures and still maybe a bit too cold to jump in the water for an extended period of time. Those temperatures still in the high 50s to lower 60s. So maybe not the best time to jump in, but if you do, just don't stay in for too long is what they're recommending.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot here. I'm not that far north. I'm on Pelican right now. And
okay.
It's nippy. If you're in shallower water, of course, it warms up a little bit faster. But in the deep water, yeah, it's you want to take it easy out there. And look, everybody likes to enjoy themselves, and I think most boaters are responsible. There's always one yahoo who's had way too much. But anyway, I want to hear more about Casey's and this little town. Is Iowa your home? I'm just curious.
It is my home. So I grew up in northern Iowa. I went to the University of Iowa and made my way up to the Twin Cities a few years ago, and here I am. But yeah, it's a small town near where I grew up, like most towns are, and it's a good place if you're ever looking for a spot. Alden, Iowa is the name of the town. So it's right off Interstate 35. You can't miss it unless you are not looking for it. So that's one of the issues, I guess.
All right. I want you to take a picture from Casey's clutching your Bush Light beer. Okay. Be careful out there.
Really the main reason is we're going to go kayaking tomorrow. It's one of the things my wife and I like to do with our friends. And
nice.
The Iowa River's right there. So you can't, you know, one of the best resources near us is the Iowa River. So it's good to make use of it once in a while.
All right. Have a great time down there, Mark. Appreciate the update. Be safe.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Casey's. Yeah, you see those Casey's everywhere, DJ.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially in, like, small towns and stuff. Like, the town my family lives in north of Wichita, Kansas, it's this tiny little town of a few thousand, but they have two Casey's. There's, like, one on each side of town. And they're, like, a half mile away from each other, but somehow there's still two Casey's in this tiny little town. So, I don't know. People go... It's like the only place to get a pizza in town.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.